在今天你们各位都正式皈依三宝和皈依戒，本来在佛教啊，一般而皈依三宝没有啊，皈依戒，因为佛入涅槃，那么一切众生都应该以戒为师，所以现在啊，给你们说皈依的时候，顺便呢也要皈依戒。什么叫戒呢？戒就是诸恶不作，众善奉行，无以善小而不为，无以恶小而为之。我们佛教徒啊，很多都犯了一个毛病，就是啊，入主出奴，入府出屋。那么游的时候啊，就跑各处打游击去。今天信了一个一贯道，明天又信了二贯道，后天又信了三贯道，大后天又信了四贯道，再后天信了五贯道啊，这个信来信去啊，可是不知道自己就跑到地狱去了。因为你啊，没有一定的宗旨，各处打游击，各处啊想要找这个便宜，结果呀，你这个喜新好义，又是学什么密宗，又是学什么啊，这个鬼鬼祟祟的见不得天呢，这种啊道，所以就跑到恶鬼去里头做恶鬼，跑到地狱里去啊受苦，跑到畜生里啊去遭报应，这还自己还不知道，这是一个很可怜的事情。我们今天皈依三宝，第一个说是皈依佛啊，皈依佛呀是宁舍生命啊，皈依佛境宁舍生命，我把我这个身体和我这个生命都可以舍弃了，可是我不能再去啊皈依这个天魔外道，自在天魔，自在就是啊所谓快乐，快乐就是啊所谓天国啦啊地国啦啊这些个道，那地方就去啊你也没有去过，他呀啊就用这么一个名称啊把你游客的啊，你也不知道到什么地方去了。所以啊，出马府入驴胎，阎王殿前几度回，时从地时殿前过，又到阎君锅里来。这是六道轮回啊，很危险的，很危险的，你各处打游击，打来打去就打到这个那个旁生里头去了。所以宁舍生命也不皈依啊，不再皈依这个自在天魔。天魔外道啊，他就说他的怎么好怎么好怎么好啊，竟是自我夸张。所谓王婆卖瓜，自卖自夸啊，自己啊说我自己又是什么什么，我自己又是怎么怎么好，你呀信我这个道，又怎么能寄身成佛，又能啊立刻开悟啊，你呀不用修行，也不用持戒，也不用断婚，也不用啊离开女人啊，也不用离开男人，就可以修行啦啊，就可以成佛啦，又修什么双身法呀啊，这个的法那个法的啊，把你就弄糊涂了，你说哦这个这么好啊，所以也就往那地方跑了，跑来跑去的就跑错路，就不容易回来了。所以不能贪便宜，不能贪自在，不能贪快乐，不能贪享受，皈依三宝要守本分而安岁月， 凭天理以度春秋，不要啊投机呀、取巧啊、谄媚呀、不可以这样子，所以不可以啊归自在天魔啊，归如来至真等正觉，归佛呀大智慧者啊。那么这个是我呀所应该尊重的，所应该恭敬的这个世尊啊佛。这皈依法呢也是宁舍神命，咱们皈依法境了，把我们这个生命舍了也可以，可是啊我们不再呀、去皈依外道典籍。外道典籍就是外道所呀流通的书籍之类的啊，他的经典呢、他的书啊、他的学说呀、他不皈依他，也就是不看他的，连看都不看，那何况能皈依呢？所以不能看外道的书。这皈依法的，你皈依正法就不可以看那个邪法的书，那外道的书都属于邪法。所以啊啊，各位要知道，不要皈依三宝之后还糊里糊涂的见着个土地公也叩个头啊，见着那个牛粪也叩个头，见着个狗粪也叩个头，真是可怜了。所以啊你不能啊去看那些个外道的书啊，凡是外道的书都不可以看的。这皈依僧呢是各位要皈依十方贤圣僧啊，不要啊皈依邪众。所谓邪众啊，就是这些个旁门外道啊，这些个旁门外道啊，你要皈依他，你也跟着他呀堕地狱的，所以不可以皈依。你要皈依什么样呢？皈依清净福天僧。那个为什么要皈依僧呢？因为法赖僧传，你皈依僧了才能明白佛法，明白佛法才能成佛。所以啊你皈依僧，不要皈依那个邪知邪见那些个邪魔外道，也有听他说啊有什么好啊，又看他眼睛会放光啊，鼻子会说话，耳朵会的会吃饭啊，这简直的都是妖魔鬼怪才这样的吗啊。一个人为什么眼睛要放光？为什么鼻子会说话？为什么耳朵会吃饭啊？你想这不是一个妖魔鬼怪是什么？实际上他也不会，不过他要这么欺世骗人这么样讲啊。所以嘛，你们各位皈依三宝了，要有正知正见，不要还有邪知邪见。皈依僧，什么叫清净福天僧呢？清净就是没有染污法啊。什么叫没有染污法啊？他就是啊，叫你怎么样不争不贪不求不自私不自利不打妄语啊。谁要能啊吃阴钱戒啊，那是真正的清净福天僧啊。他就是身边有钱他也不要钱啊，他也不知道啊这个钱是怎么样好啊。所以嘛，要求你要给他一点钱他就高兴得不得了啊，这个那就是有问题了。所以嘛那么他能如如不动了了长鸣，你供养他他也是这样子，你不供养他他还是这样子这样子。他对人不会见着有钱的人就谄媚，见着没有钱的人就看不起这就叫清净，这就叫清净福天僧。你们要认识清楚不认识清楚这一点那么你们始终是迷的。那么然后要皈依戒，皈依戒呢就是要诸恶不作众善奉行你心里也不可以起恶念， Yeah, 不要说是那我心里常常起恶念，起恶念呢你慢慢把它减少了，不要啊随着它，不要说啊、这个念头来了说啊、我要杀个人，好你快去杀去了，这就是随着那个恶念转了，这个心里啊它有一个钻石啊值多少钱啊，这是很稀有的宝贝，我想法子把它偷了啊，这都是恶念啊。总而言之啊，心里不起这个邪念，也不打男人的妄想，也不打女人的妄想，男女的不互相打妄想了，这就是正念啊。互相啊在心里打妄想，这都是恶念，这都是邪念，所以要勤修戒定慧，熄灭贪嗔痴。还是方才那一句话，若无以恶小而为之，无以善小而不为啊，能这个样子，这就是皈依戒了。皈依戒你久而久之积功累德，你就开大智慧，真得到圆满智慧圆满福报，那就是啊正得啊佛果，无上恶欧多罗三藐三菩提，无上正等正觉，得到无上正等正觉了，你然后在道家慈航普度众生，这是我们人皈依三宝的一个最这个最初的条件。我们要知道，不要皈依了之后还在佛教里造罪，这儿钻那儿钻的，找机会，以为有红鼓奖制啊，思员工少而易止，这是啊大错而特错。那么现在我讲的话你们都懂吗？
Today you have all really taken refuge with the Triple Jewel. You also taken refuge today with the Sangha and with the precepts. In Buddhism, usually when we take refuge, we don't take refuge with the precepts. But the Buddha, just as he entered Nirvana, taught all living beings to take the precepts as our teacher. What are the precepts? The precepts are simply, all evil I will not do. All good deeds I will respectfully offer them up.So, we don't want to assume that a good deed is too small to do. Likewise, we don't want to assume that an evil is very small, and so we can go ahead and do it. That's a mistake. What's another common mistake that many Buddhist disciples make? That's to say that when they're with this group, they praise this group, but as soon as they leave it, they criticize it. As soon as they go to another group, they praise that group, but when they leave that group, they criticize it. That's to say...We act like guerrilla fighters. And after we take refuge with the Triple Jewel, then we go take refuge with the Yi Guan Dao. That's the path of the single way. Then the next day we take refuge with the double path way. And then the next day we take refuge with the triple path way, the San Guan Dao, and then the fourple way and the quintuple way. And we just believe in all these different ways, back and forth and back and forth. And before we know it, we've run right to the hells.Why is this the case? It's because we ourselves don't believe in any creed. We're very wishy-washy instead. We're just like guerrilla fighters, fighting this guerrilla warfare back and forth. So after we take refuge with the Triple Jewel, we don't want to get involved with secrets and running after weird and curious groups and groups that are very shadowy, that can't stand to see the light of day. Any groups like this we want to avoid. Weird cults.Because if we don't, if we go with them, we might find ourselves suddenly hungry ghosts. We might run off to the hells and suffer. We might find ourselves in the path of animals, suffering bitterly. This would be too pathetic after taking refuge with the Triple Jewel. So, today, the first thing we said was, I take refuge with the Buddha. What was the condition? That I would rather give up my body and my life. That's to say, I can renounce my body and my life,But I will never again take refuge with the heavenly demons or the outside ways. Who are the heavenly demons? The ones who are zizai, who are very free and easy. What does this mean? People who always crave happiness, pleasure, and ease. That's to say, they make a promise to you that you'll go off to the heavenly land or the earthly land, these places that you've never seen before, but they just give it a fancy name to seduce you into coming along. So there's a verse that says, out of the womb of the horse and into the belly of the mare. We've just passed by King Chakra's, that's to say Lord God's palace. After we have just left the halls of heaven, once again we fall into King Yama's oil pot. Now the verse says that we don't want to ever again put ourselves in this situation where we are craving pleasure and a good deal. We don't want to say, we don't want to believe in the groups that are always saying, oh, come and believe in me, I'm really good, I'm really good. Those that praise themselves are not that way. If they boast and they brag and they give themselves a big name and say, we're great, you should believe in us. Why? Because you can become a Buddha in this very life. You can become enlightened in this very life. You don't have to cultivate the way. You don't have to hold the precepts. You don't have to eat vegetarian food. You don't have to give up promiscuous behavior with boys and with girls. In this life, you can become a doubly accomplished one. All of these promises that they make you, they just simply confuse us. And we say, oh, good, I'd like that. Unfortunately, we follow them down the wrong road. And we want to return, and we can't. So, this is not the something we want to do. After we take refuge with the Triple Jewel, we want to know our own place, to keep tight control of our own share. And in this way, very happily, very peacefully, we pass through the seasons. We don't want to be opportunists, seeking chances, and risking, and taking a lot of risks, and hoping to hook things by luck. This is wrong. We don't want to use flattery, and believe in those who do. We take refuge with the Buddha. The Buddha is great wisdom. He's one who we ought to revere, one who we ought to respect. The second promise we'd made today was, I take refuge in the Dharma, and I would rather give up my body and my life than I would ever take refuge again with the texts and the books of those externalists and those heavenly demons. That's to say, the texts, the canons, the teachings of those heavenly demons, we don't want to read them. We just don't read those books anymore. We take refuge now with the proper Dharma, the proper sutras, the proper canon. We don't want to take refuge with their deviant teachings anymore. We take refuge with the Triple Jewel. Now, Buddhist disciples, after we have done this, we don't want to go out and bow to Tu Di Gong, the lord of the gods in the temples in the neighborhood, the earth gods. We don't bow to their little temples anymore. And we don't bow to dog excrement. Likewise, we don't bow to cheap, low things like this. After taking refuge with the Triple Jewel, if we behave like that, it's just too pathetic. So don't do that. We don't want to read those externalists, the heretical teachings anymore. The third promise we made today was, I take refuge with the Sangha. I don't take refuge anymore with those strange, deviant, and perverse sects, those groups of curious beliefs, or else we'll follow them right to the hells. Well, I don't take refuge with them anymore. Instead, I take refuge with the pure Sangha, who are fields of blessings. Why is this? It's said that the Dharma relies upon the Sangha for its propagation. That's to say, because of the Sangha, the Dharma exists, and because of the Dharma, we can accomplish Buddhahood. I don't want to take refuge with the externalist hordes, their multitudes. What do they do? We know what they're like. They say, oh, if you take refuge with me, your eyes can emit light. Your nose can talk. Your ears can eat. Now, who would say something like that? Nobody but goblins and demons. Who is interested in having your eyes release light, or having your nose talk, or having your ears eat anyway? Only demons, only goblins would do that. Only people who are out to cheat the world. We take refuge instead with the Triple Jewel. We take refuge with right knowledge, proper views. What does it mean to say pure field of blessing Sangha? That's to say no defilement. The Dharma is pure that they cultivate. For instance, this Sangha, they teach us how to not fight, not be greedy, not seek, not be selfish, not crave personal advantage, and not tell lies. What's more, they teach us not to hold money. If you're looking at a Sangha member and he doesn't touch money, he holds the precept against touching valuables or money. What's more, even if you offer to him, it's not for sure that he wants it. He's not greedy for your money. You can know that this person is a pure field of blessings. This Sangha member would never look down on the poor and then go flatter and toady to the rich. This is not the behavior of a pure Field of Blessings Sangha. You say, I take refuge with the precepts. That's the fourth promise we made today. What are the precepts? The precepts are, I will do no evil, but I will respectfully offer up all good conduct. I will have no more deviant thoughts in my mind. That's to say, even if I had deviant thoughts in my mind in the past, when they arise now, I recognize them, and bit by bit, I get rid of them. For instance, maybe in my mind, I have a thought to go out and kill someone. I say, oh, there's a thought to kill. Now, what do? I don't follow it. I don't go with that thought. I just find a way, expediently, to get rid of it. Here's another one. A thought may arise, say, there's a diamond. That's really a precious treasure. I'm going to steal that diamond. I'm going to steal it. That is an evil thought. We want to recognize it. That's called a deviant thought. For instance, if women think of men all the time, and if men are always entertaining thoughts of women all the time, these are all xianian, deviant thoughts. We want to find a way to get rid of them. If we get rid of these thoughts, just that is zhengnian, proper thoughts. We want to cultivate precepts, concentration, and wisdom, and get rid of greed, anger, and stupidity. So, to sum it all up, I'll say it in the same phrase before. That's to say, don't look at an evil deed and think it's too small to matter. I can go ahead and do it. Don't look at a good deed and think it's too small to bother with. I won't do it. That would be wrong. If we take refuge with the precepts, then gradually, bit by bit, by and by, we will have great wisdom. When this great wisdom has become perfect, then we realize Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, right and equal, pervasive, proper enlightenment of the Buddha. At that point, when we are fully and completely enlightened, we turn around to the great boat of compassion, we come back and rescue all living beings. This is basic to taking refuge with the Triple Jewel. Most of all, we don't want to make private bargains within Buddhism. After taking refuge with the Triple Jewel, we don't use Buddhism as a place to get personal advantage and to get cheap deals for ourselves. That's the primary purpose of our taking refuge today. Does everybody understand what I've said?
发的四弘誓愿，要本道的四弘誓愿去做。第一的众生无边誓愿度，俺们要想一想，俺们度了众生没有？如果俺们没有度众生，俺们有没有度了自己？咱们叫度自己，俺们皈依佛了，是不是做一个真正的好的佛教徒？ 是不是在佛教里头，只说穿衣赖佛吃饭，是不是借道骗财，是不是在佛教里头棍棍骗骗的？俺们要是这样的，不但不能度众生，而且将来自己也会跑到地狱去，这是第一点，俺们要知道的。所以俺们必须要以身作财。 来呀，影响众生，发菩提心，那我们是也不怕少，我们就度一个众生，那么以后两个、三个、四个、五个，有少而多，那么这样去度众生。第二，我们烦恼无尽誓愿断，我的烦恼，我的臭脾气，我的牛脾气。 我的狗脾气，我的猫脾气，有没有断？我这个人是不是个人性，还是个畜生性？我呀，是懂人性啊，是不懂人性？我这个烦恼，愿不愿意断？我要不愿意断，那么我对四弘誓愿，我就没有做到圆满。所以呀，首先要断烦恼，去无明。 断烦恼，去无明，你能断完那烦恼去无明，那真是一个真正的佛教徒。所以不要有脾气，法门无量誓愿消。我消了没消？我天天是不是净看着黄色的小说呀？我是不是净看那些个？ 谈情说爱的小说，我是不是净看那些个引人呢想入非非的小说啊，没有研究经典呢？这俺们要知道，俺们是不是把这个宝贵的光阴都用在那个没有意义的时间上去了？所以俺们要一定要学这个法门啊，学法门之后，我们为什么呢？俺们就要佛道无上誓愿成啊，佛道无上誓愿成，我成了没有呢？我没成，没成，我想不想成呢？我想要成，就要发大菩提心，勇猛精进啊，有进无退。所以这个样子，俺们才能啊，以四弘誓愿的这个力量来支持我们的行为啊，到这个无上的正等正觉佛果菩提啊。你要如果不这样做呀，那就自甘堕落。虽然皈依三宝，而你呀没有啊真正知道三宝是怎么回事。
We've taken the four vast vows of the Bodhisattva. We want to rely upon these to make the pattern for our conduct in the future. We want to put them to practice. First of all, living beings are numberless. I vow to take them all across. When we recite this verse, we want to think, have I really taken living beings across or have I not? First of all, have I taken myself across or have I not? After I've taken the triple refuge, how will I take living beings across?We should find out, am I a good Buddhist disciple now? Or is it the case instead that I rely upon the Buddha for my food and my clothes and then go and cheat and make deals and use Buddhism to do shady business? If this is the case with you, then not only, if it's the case with me, I am not only taking living beings across, in the future I'm going to fall into the hells. We want to say, I will be an example for all living beings. I will influence them to bring forth a great resolve for Bodhi. In taking living beings across, we don't have to fear the numbers might be few. If I take across one living being, then that's not few. After one, I can take across three. After that, maybe five, maybe seven. From a few, there become quite a few, quite many. Second of all, today we made a vow. I vow to cut off endless afflictions. Afflictions is simply talking about temper, anger. My anger that's like a cat. My dog's anger. My afflicted anger. I want to cut it off. Cut off all afflictions. Maybe I look like a person, but in fact my mind is the mind of an animal because I'm so afflicted. Do I really want to cut off afflictions? We should ask ourselves. If we don't, then we can't say we've made these vows completely.We want to cut off afflictions. We want to cut off ignorance. If we can do this really well, then we are true Buddhist disciples. Most important is to have no anger in our minds. The third vow we made is, I vow to study countless Dharma doors. Do I really study the Dharma doors the Buddha spoke? Instead, do I read pornographic novels? Do I read love stories? Do I read crazy books that make us full ofupside down thoughts? Do I do this? If so, then I am not learning Dharma doors. Instead, do I study sutras? We should know that we have a certain amount of time in our life. How we use that time is up to us. Do I use it to benefit myself and benefit others? If so, then that's the right way to do it. Why would I study limitless Dharma doors? Because of the fourth vow. The fourth vow is, I vow to realize the Supreme Buddha way. Have I accomplished Buddhahood yet?Ask yourself, if not, then do I want to accomplish Buddhahood? We should ask ourselves. We should make the great Bodhi resolve and then be courageous and vigorous like heroes. Never retreat. Use the power of these four vast Bodhisattva vows and put our behavior in line with these vows. This way we can go directly to the fruition of Buddhahood, to Bodhi. If not, then we will simply cause ourselves to fall.Even though today we might have taken refuge with the Triple Jewel, still, you could say we just don't know what it means to take refuge with the Triple Jewel.
还有一点呢，我要告诉你们，皈依我的人呢，你都要
勤修戒定慧，熄灭贪嗔痴。因为我的愿力，我的皈依弟子要没有成佛呀，我要等着他。我所有相信我的皈依弟子都成佛了之后，我才成。如果你不修行啊，把我也连累，也成佛成得晚了。你拜师父，把师父都累得不成佛，那你对不起师父。
Those who take refuge with the master must diligently cultivate precept, samadhi, and wisdom, and put to end greed, anger, and stupidity. This is because I'm waiting for you all to become Buddhas, and only then will I myself become a Buddha. And so if you do not cultivate, you are going to make your teacher wait, and then you cannot face up to your teacher.
还有一点就是各位皈依师父的就一定要拜满一万拜，这是你拜本师释迦牟尼佛，这是每天或者你按你自己的时间表每天拜多少拜，可是一定要拜完一万拜才算是真正皈依了三宝的。For those who taking refuge with the triple jewels under the Venerable Master,You have to fulfill the 10,000 vows. You have to, you can arrange your own schedule, but you have to, finish the 10,000 vows.
因为你皈依这个万佛城的师父啊，你就要多叩一点头。
If you take refuge with the Shifu at the city of 10,000 Buddhas, you have to make more vows.
你拜佛呀又可以做这个健康的运动，又可以啊消除自己的业罪业，又可以增长你的善根，那个好处啊说不完那么多。你常拜佛，你身体也就时时都会健康的。但是要能吃斋呀，更好。
Bowing has many benefits. First of all, it's very good exercise. Then you can also eradicate your offense karma, and it helps your good roots to grow. So there's no way to finish talking about the benefits. And if you keep on bowing, your body will always be healthy. But it's even better yet if you can abstain from eating meat, if you can become vegetarian.
咱们今天要见我的人啊，穷加持的人，加持一次啊，一定就够了。你的毛病应该好啊，就会好了。你不要以为多几次，好像看医生啊，多几次，那么治你的病，不是这样子的。这个佛法是不可思议的，你要有信心，你随时随地，你啊，这个病痛都会好的。你要没有信心，你就见着我，面对着我，你也不会好的。啊，有信心又要没有贪心，你对供养啊，也要发出你一个真心来。你有真心供养，钱不在多少。都啊，有钱的人你拿一百万也不是多，没有钱的人拿一个便宜也不是少。所以各位啊，要有恳切至诚的心，不要在佛教里头竞争，用争心来啊拜佛啊，我往前面跑，我拜的先那怎么同人争先恐后的，没有规矩。也不要有贪心，你要有贪心呢也是浪费时间浪费功夫啊，因为你根本呢就不懂佛法啊，懂佛法不要争，不要贪，也不要净向外持求，也不要存自私心，也不要存自利的心，也不可以啊随随便便就打妄语。我告诉你们，我就是从这个不争不贪不求不自私不自利 不达汪语这一条路上啊走过来的，你们想要啊得到这个利益也要走这条路啊，才啊合乎这个佛教徒的一个正当的所应行的途径。
Today there were people who wanted to seek my aid to help them with their illness, but I've told you one time is enough. If you see me one time and I've given you aid one time, that's enough. If you were supposed to recover from your illness, you naturally will. It's not the case that you have to see me many times in order to get a result. I'm not like a regular doctor. The Buddha Dharma is inconceivable. If you have faith, then at any time, any place, you could recover from your sickness. If you don't have faith, then even if you see me all the time, you won't get well. Therefore, you should have faith and not be greedy. And when you make offerings, you should bring forth your true mind. It doesn't matter how much money you give. If you have a lot of money, even if you donate $1,000,000, it's not a lot. But if you don't have money, even if you gave a penny, that would be quite a lot. So the important thing is to be sincere. And you shouldn't be fighting for this. It isn't the case that you always want to push ahead and shove everybody else aside and you want to be first in seeing me. That's to be without rules. Then if you have greed, you're also wasting your time and your efforts. You really have no understanding of the Buddha Dharma. Therefore, you shouldn't seek outside. And on top of that, you should not have selfish thoughts or thoughts to strive for your own advantage. And you should not casually lie. I'll tell you, I came on this road, the road of the six principles of not fighting, not being greedy, not seeking, not being selfish, not striving for personal benefit, and not lying. And so since I have traversed this road, if you want to obtain similar benefits, you should walk on the same road. And then this is the right path, the proper path for a Buddhist disciple.
我再啊借着这个说一说啊，这个前几天有人问你说居士啊可不可以放蒙山，我答复的这个居士啊吃不吃饭啊，是在台湾的，是在这儿在豪明寺问居士啊可不可以放蒙山，我问我回答说居士吃不吃饭，俺们这个答复好像啊没有正面答复，可是啊这也是正式答复，居士也可以吃饭，出家人也可以吃饭，居士也可以穿衣服，出家人也可以穿衣服，居士也要睡觉，出家人也要睡觉的，衣食住行，那么出家人所修的你在家人也可以修，不过要啊你不要骗人，不要在那装模作样的说啊我也放蒙山向人收供养，居士无论做什么不可以收供养的，居士做佛事也给念经也不可以收钱，是这个做所有的事情都不可以收钱的，这是啊这个你要不为的利益自己，你做什么佛事都可以，你要为的利益自己，你做什么佛事也都不可以，因为你还没出家呢，你就指佛穿衣，赖佛吃饭，在这个佛教里做这个做了一个这个道混子，一个佛在佛门呢里头你悟神棍，这是啊不可以的，就不可以悟神棍。那么还有啊，这个一般人都信这个烧纸的纸钱，这个烧纸的纸钱呢是唐太宗当时啊他说他游地府啊又见着什么 去和尘借钱了，这个是一种啊，是真的假的，没有什么可考证的。可是啊，俺们信佛要啊，研究它合不合乎逻辑学，合乎逻辑学俺们可以信，不合乎逻辑学那个迷信的事情俺们不可以信。因为你想一想，这个世界不是完全中国人，西方人，西方人哪个国家也没有烧纸钱的，那西方人要死了是不是都变成穷鬼了？你们这个可以以此类推啊，那么人死了，俺们人要啊被这个花花绿绿的一张纸啊画成一个公仔啊，你就啊这是钱呢、啊，颠颠倒倒为的钱啊，天命之为钱，率性之为钱，钱业者不可须于离也。你怎么样啊来搞法，这是你一个根本就是糊涂到极点才指着这个钱。那么鬼他已经做鬼了，他还用钱干什么？鬼也不吃，也不需要吃什么啊，他你用水果呀、啊、用什么供养他，他只吃那个性，并不是啊真把那个东西吃了。那你这样子啊，他做鬼他要去买点米回来煮一煮，买点菜回来炒一炒，买点肉回来把它煎一煎啊，有这个事情吗？啊，你要没有，为什么你相信这些个无极的事情呢？各位啊，聪明人不要做糊涂事，糊涂人呢也要学聪明一点，不要啊这个迷信的太厉害了啊，东去烧钱，西去烧纸，又在地府里存那个阴间银行啊存多少款。烧几架飞机，几个汽车，几个轮船，又是这个那个的，说不完那么多。你说这愚痴不愚痴？你有这个钱啊，你有这个钱，你在人世间做点功德多好，你哪把它烧了，你真是真可以说是啊，连个小孩子不如啊。
Now, I will take this opportunity to clarify some matters. The other day, a layperson asked, can lay people perform the Mengshan ceremony too? The Mengshan ceremony is the ritual for feeding ghosts. And I asked her, well, do lay people eat? Now, that answer may not have seemed very direct, but it is in fact a very direct reply. Because lay people eat, and so do left home people.Lay people put on clothes, and so do left home people. Lay people sleep, and so do left home people. Lay people live in a house, and left home people also need a place to stay. So whatever left home people cultivate, lay people can cultivate too. However, as lay people, you cannot cheat. You cannot use things like Mengshan or other Buddhist ceremonies.To cheat others and use that as a pretext to get money. You cannot take donations or offerings from other people. For example, if you recite sutras for others, you cannot collect money. If it's not for benefiting yourself, then you can perform any kind of Buddhist ceremonies and it will be okay. However, if it's for your selfish reasons, for your selfish interest,then you cannot, you are not allowed to perform any Buddhist ceremonies. Why is that? You haven't even left the home life, and yet you rely on Buddhism for your clothes and your food. And so within Buddhism, you are like a crook, a swindler. You cheat people of their money. That's one point. Another point is about burning paper money. Now some people say thatThe Emperor Taizong of the Tang Dynasty went to the underworld, and there he met some ghosts and spirits who borrowed money from him. And so from that time on, people had the habit of burning paper money for the ghosts. Now basically, there's no way to check on the authenticity of that rumor. However, people who believe in the Buddha should investigate to see if these things match with logic. If something is logical, then you can believe it. If it goes against logic, then you don't have to believe it. Let's just take Westerners. In their countries, they don't have the custom of burning paper money. Well, is it the case that after Westerners die, they all become poor ghosts? How could that be logical? Anyway, money is just colorful bills. It's just pieces of paper with all kinds of colors printed on them. But people get turned upside down by these currency, by these paper bills. So they say, what heaven wills is money. I conduct my nature according to money. And money is something that I cannot be apart from, even for a split second. So that's being stupid, confused to the extreme. And that's why people become obsessed with money. However, ghosts do not need money. Just take food. Ghosts do not really eat like us people. If you offer fruits to ghosts, the ghosts will take the nature of the fruit, but they don't actually bite into the fruit. And so ghosts don't have to go out to buy rice and vegetables and bring them home and cook the vegetables. It's not like this. So why do you believe in such a foolish custom of burning paper money for the ghosts? It's really ridiculous. Smart people shouldn't do muddle things. And muddle people should learn to be a little bit more intelligent. You shouldn't have the funny notion that you can deposit some money in the underworld for yourself or for other ghosts. Or after people die, you burn a few paper airplanes for them or some pleasure boats and all mansions and all sorts of things. That's really, really stupid. If you're going to spend that money, why don't you use it to create merit and virtue? It would be much better if you created merit and virtue. However, now you use that money to burn for ghosts, and that's a kind of activity that's not even up to the conduct of little children.